Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you chose to be with us this evening, and anyone wishing to speak will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, for those of you who are not frequent flyers here at Planning and Zoning, I would like to direct your attention to our council to my left and your right, who is going to share with you a few words about how we conduct our meetings and how we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the chairman stated, this is the time and the place for the scheduled public hearings of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in 1998. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meetings to view the commission's deliberations and the voting on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No signs, applause, or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device, we ask that you take the time now to switch it off or turn it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman. Then the director will review the application and any agency comments or correspondence that's been received by the office. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that supports the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak to the commission first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of both supporters and opponents. However, no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary to do so. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Mr. Chairman, if I may, I'd like to summarize some of those because there are a lot of people here tonight. And I want to go into a little bit more detail about some of the rules that I just summarized. First, to the extent anyone's interested, the rules of procedure for the Planning and Zoning Commission can be found on the county's website. Now, in addition to the prohibition against disruptive behavior that I mentioned, there's always a tendency to talk or whisper among members of the audience during the various presentations. Please try to refrain from doing this to the extent that you can, especially with an audience as large as this. We found that it makes things difficult for us to hear and difficult for folks in the audience to hear what the testimony is by the applicant or those speaking after the applicant's presentation. After the applicant's presentation, we will ask for a show of hands from those in support and those against the application so an accurate count can be made. And I can assure the folks that may be in the other rooms that are listening, we're going to make sure those hands are counted as well. We'll have somebody go out and count hands, both for and against, out in the hallway and downstairs. As I stated, the commission, according to its rules, can limit testimony that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. That applies not only to the supporters and opponents, but also the applicant. If you have a written statement, please present that to either me or Mr. Lank, who's down at the end, and will be made part of the record. For the benefit of everyone here tonight, it makes no difference legally whether the information is spoken or written. Both forms of evidence carry the same weight, and both are part of the record and will be considered by the commission as it makes its decision. Finally, with regard to the commission's ability to limit repetitive testimony under its rules, relevant testimony is given the same legal weight, whether it's given once or it's given 10 times or 100 times. So the commission is not going to be in a position, especially with everybody that wants to speak this evening, to need to hear the same concern for or against the application over and over. On the other hand, the commission is very interested in all the relevant evidence or written or verbal testimony that anyone wants to present. So on behalf of the commission, thanks for listening to the explanation of the process and the rules, and I'll turn it back over to Chairman Wheatley.
All right, sir. We thank you.